It's in Reish Lamed Ches, Sif Beis. In Yesh Loi, Chok Kavua Lomoid, Kach V'kach L'Yom, while you're toward B'Yom Aloi Hishlimoi, Yashlimeno B'Lai L'Binyat. The person had a certain kavias of a certain amount that he would learn every day, and this is actually a Gemara. So a person should not drop that kavias. The person should make sure that if he didn't do it by day, he'll do it to follow on the night right afterwards. He'll be yotze the night right afterwards. Okay. Mishavura Gimel Chayk Kavuha Ayn Le'Elba Simon Kuflin Hey Sef Aleph Mishavura Shom. So Mishavura, where they spoke out that a person should have to have a kavias he's supposed to, that he learns every day. So and that should be preferably do it as early as possible. This way you'll go from tefillah straight to Beis Medrash. Because once you go off to do the other, you do other business. So we're afraid that a person will end up never getting back to his kviyas. Okay, so if a person did not do it that day, yeshimena b'layla klemer. So what's the chiddush? Afila b'layla haksodim mechuyev liyus neir b'layla kenei l'hashem chukoy. You should not go to sleep, even though it's a short night. You have to pay off your that amount that you've undertaken to learn. Don't say, I'll learn more tomorrow. The following day is its own chiyuv. So, even though in our calendar, a day and a night, the day and then the night time are two different days, regardless of the person's chiyuvim and commitments, it functions as one day. This is the day that he got up, and this is what he should be learning in this period of time that he's awake right now. This is what he should be learning. So, whereas once you go to bed and you wake up the next day, you have a whole new set of chiyuvim. So, if a person would not take care of it that night, he would wait till the following day. So, he cannot pay back the following day. This day is lacking of the limud of Torah, and therefore it's muvashel yochal diskoin. We discussed this once, looking at the day from the time a person gets up till the person goes to sleep is functioning as one unit. There's a diak on the Rambam, and the Mishabura doesn't go like this. But way back when, I think in Memvav, when the Mishabura makes the calculation of 100 brachos b'chol yom, and he points out that you're going to have a problem of getting all of them in on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, etc. So he calculates them from the night to the day. There's a mashmos in the Rambam that you calculate it from the morning you get up and the time you get up in the morning until you go to bed. So on Shabbos, you would calculate on Friday when you get up in the morning, so you have mincha, shachris and mincha of the weekday and ma'arav of Shabbos. And then Shabbos, you have shachris, musaf, and mincha, and then you have ma'arav of motzei Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't do that. But in regards to the way the person is dealing with his day, the Mashmos of Rambam is that Chazar Rechayev, from the time you get up till you go to bed, you should make sure that you fill in 100 brachas. So similarly, regards to Liman HaTorah, you don't make a new bracha, Birchas HaTorah, when it comes nighttime. This is the day that you get up and you commit yourself to learn a certain amount of Liman. So the more, at least the guy be this point, the more it seems to tie the night together with the day. Okay, so you should pay it off miyad. V'havi neder, the kerminin, ha'emer esh neperek zeh, neder gadol nader l'olakei Yisrael. A person who has a commitment to learn a certain amount per day, it functions like a neder. But the Mora says, and a person says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to learn something, even though he did not use any l'sharnas of neder, he gets a din of a neder. That's the Mora there in the dorm. If a person started doing something a positive thing, a mitzvah action, which he was not necessarily mechuyev to do, but he undertook to do it, So Imelech did not speak out that he's making a neder. If he did it even once with intention of continuing it, that this is his plan, this is what he's going to be doing from now on, that he gets a din of a neder. If a person had no intent, so then three times becomes a neder. But if he had intent to continue it, his plan was, from now on I'm going to do X. So once you started doing it, even one time, it's considered a neder. Even though he did not use any language of neder. The Torah she asked, and therefore it is appropriate to speak out the neder to avoid being over, not fulfilling your neder. Now the mashmoz over there, that's a neder derabbanan. It's not a neder deraisa. That halacha of a person was knowing something one time, and then it becomes binding from that point onwards. But the other Gemara in the Dornim, which the person says, I'm going to do something, and it's referring to a neder, so there a mitzvah element, or that's about learning actually. So that's neder to God. Well, that sounds like that's a neder that could be, even that's, that brings a pasuk, nishbati v'ekayema nishmar mitzvotei tzikecha, which is a pasuk in Tillim, so it's not clear if that's a deraisa or not either. But this Gemara over here, that if a person is knowing a davar tov three times, that's the Gemara in the Dorm in the second parak, and that's Masha, that's the Rabbanan. That's, you know, that's assumed to be the Rabbanan. Fine. Simon Reish Lamites. Din Kriyash Malamit Mitosa. Kar Alamitosa, Parasha Rishana Shoshma, Mavorach Amapa, Chebeshena Alaynoi. So the Gemara says that before a person goes to bed, a person should read Shema as a protection from the Mazikim. That by declaring Kadosh Baruch Hu as Echad, that means no power has any power over him. He's protecting himself from the Kayach of the Mazikim to affect him. And the Baruch of Amapel, which goes out on Rasakin, the person should say the Baruch of Amapel on the blessing of sleep that the Bereshim gave us. Zatar Ramoa Hagov, Ikra Kriyeshma Samach Lumitasoi. So this should be done right before you're ready to go to bed. It shouldn't be done earlier on, and then, you know, do other things and then go to bed. The point is, it should be done right before you go to bed. The person shouldn't be eating or drinking afterwards, even shouldn't be conversing afterwards. This should be done right before you go to bed. The more being is the pasuk, you're going to say al mishkavchem, and then b'doimu, you go to bed. Are you allowed to say Kriya Shema while you're physically lying down? So you should say it in a seated position at least. Let's say a person said Kriya Shema Lamita and was not able to sleep. He did what he's supposed to. He went to bed, etc. But he's not able to sleep. Pause. So you should repeat Kriya Shema Lamita again. And this way you will have that your Shema is right before you go to bed. There's no Birchas Kriya Shema, which was instituted on going on this on Kriya Shema Lamita. Okay. Then you also say the paragraph of Yerushib, the Kvitl Tillim of Yerushib B'Seisr Elyon, which the Gemara says is a shear of, the Gemara refers to the shear Shel Pigoyim. It was the shear which is said in regards to a pega, as a negative thing happening to us. We say a shear to protect us from that. You say the capital, that capital. So that's pretty much approximates a lot of what we say in Kriya Shema Lamita is here in the Shulchan Aruch. This is not a Gemara, this is based on the Rishonim. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sukkot Nala, Parsha Rishana. V'mispala arbis mibadyoim. If you daven Marav early, so now, and you have not repeated Shema, so you need to say, Sarkli was called a Parshiyos. You need to say all three Parshiyos. V'chabon lo tzitzbem mitzvah seishah kriya Shema. Gal mitzvah shol tzkir shesheis mitzrayim. So now, it's not, you need to say all three Parshiyos. You need to have Kavona, to be yod, say the mitzvah of kriya Shema and the mitzvah of tzkir shesheis mitzrayim. Okay. The table of Tommy called Kriya Shema, she remarked Tavis, the Serf Kamalak Namon, Nishma Ramach Evorim. It's a good idea to say all three parshiyos all the time. It's a greater protection for the person. The 248 words, which there's 245, but you say Kamalak Namon is three more words, it's 248, protects all of the Evorim of the person. Now over here he says you have to have kavana. Fine. Take a look over here at the Shartzin and Beis. So I'm not going to go through the whole piece. Over here discusses you have to say two parshiyos, three parshiyos. Can you get to say the rhyme which you said in Mibayim or not? That's the discussion over there. But at the end of this point he says you have to have kavana. The filo lefima shakosu b'chayodim. The last sentence and a half, last line and a half. So you have to have kavana, because even what the chayodim said, the imloy kibin the kriyash mashal shachris v'arbis l'kayim emitzes asay gam ken yotibidi evid. The chayodim we saw back, which were quoted in Simon Samuch, which deals with the lachos of mitzvah shikos kavana, that the chayodim says that bidi evid, if you didn't have kavana, you would say. Over there, his logic is, and since you're saying this in the context of tefillah, and you're going to tefillah for the reason because you're mechuyav the daven, you're not doing it for fun. You're doing it because you're mechuyav the daven. So that there is an implicit kavanah in your action of going to daven that you want to do the mitzvahs which are included in davening. So that generates a Stam kavana for the mitzvah, which makes sure you're to be the Yevon. But over here, the person saying it because it's a shmir from Ezekiel. So he's not saying it for the mitzvah. So you cannot assume a stam kavana that therefore he has kavana to be yotzei. But the fact that he's saying it, because he's saying it for a different purpose. So he will not be yotzei unless he has mashen kibazeh. He's not going to be yotzei unless he has specific kavana to be yotzei. Okay. That the order is not hamapil and then shema, but shema and then hamapil. This way hamapil is right before you go to bed. So the Shulchanorach's presentation is shema, hamapil, and then yeshiv b'seisar, etc. So the answer is shema is one thing, a mapil is for the sleep, and then the other things are just for shmirah b'shas. It's not a hefsek. And enichanami, v'yesh medatim levorach hamapil b'soif achar kol apsukim. This is some actually move a mapil all the way to the end. He brings the shlod. V'yesh merchanim sheiskim as shivorach birchas a mapil kadim. They can say a mapil actually before you say shema. All of the psukim that we say can be said after a mapo. So what do we do? So now this machlok is whether you can say mapo earlier or you must say it later. So the best thing to do is depends on the person. If usually he falls asleep in the middle of Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema Lamita, the Pesukim, etc. Toiv Yoser, Shiyatim Berchaz Amapil, Masha Epsher. So say Amapil first, and so you will say Amapil on your sleep. But Vim Ein Tevil is that, in general, he does not fall asleep in the middle. Toiv Yoser, La'achar Berchaz Amapil, the Pesukim. So the best thing to do is leave Amapil till the end. Okay. So you say it, Samach Lamitasa. So the Ramos says you say it, Samach Lamitasa. Okay. Well, Yikra Kriya Shema Kishikonas Lishan. You shouldn't say Kriya Shema like when you're coming in to go to bed. El Kishiroyash Hashem Abo Olav. But it's rather when your mom, you see you're falling asleep. So that's what the Seder Yom says. No, so he's saying like you get in the bed and you see when your mom is really getting sleepy, then you say it. The Kesegdala says, you know, you might end up never saying it because of that. So it's not a good idea either. Because what you say it earlier. I said now there's a hapsik between the Kriya Shema and the sleep. It's only if there's something else done in between. The fact that you're just sort of spacing out in bed, that's not considered a hapsik. Okay. Now, but a person can't eat or drink afterwards, the person gets thirsty or he has to discuss something. It's not a problem between Shema and the sleep. The point is the Shema should be next to the sleep. So the answer is do what you have to do and then say Shema again. Now, that's very nice. You talk about Shema. What about Hamapil? But if you already said Hamapil, now we have a new level of a problem that a person is interrupting with speech in between the Mapil and going to sleep. Now, the Bir Halacha we here deals with is Hamapil said as a bracha on the nature of the world, the person who created sleep, or and the actual bracha going to sleep. Say a person couldn't sleep, whatever reason. Did he say bracha levatala? So the Bir Halacha deals with over here. You're making a bracha on that which Rosh created sleep, not on this specific instance of falling asleep. It's not a bracha levatala if a person is not able to fall asleep. So relevant over here. So Hamapil is said on sleep. See, if it's mamash said as a bracha on the sleep, obviously it's a hefsek. See, there's no way you could talk in between. If it's said on Hagosh Shalaylam, I mean, it's more of like, you know, you shouldn't be mafsek between the two, but it's not, but it wouldn't be considered a hefsek. So in the case of a person has a real need to speak, so Bidi Yevet, we hold you could speak in that situation. Okay. Yishan Liyad is Sukkot and Hay. The person had the relations with his wife. So he says Shema after he cleans himself off. At least you'll say the other psukim before, but you'll say Shema and a mapel afterwards. Okay, now when do you say it? Can you say it when you're actually lying? You can't lie down and say it in the state of actually lying. I feel like even though you turn to your side. So, because we have over here two issues. One is it's appropriate to say it in that state, and one is it looks like you're trying to recline it uv kumecho. Excuse me, uv b'shochbecho. Okay. Because I'm going to run. Davka, because you're carrying a kriyah shema l'shem chayva. That's only if you're trying to be yotzei shema right now. So here you're being yotz, so that's a kriya shema, but and Badafka saying it in a state of lying, that's beshama shita. The person said kriya shema earlier. He's yotz a kriya shema. So this is the kriya shema of a person going to bed. So you're allowed to say it. You're allowed to say it lying down. But some say no, that even in these circumstances, a person should not say it lying. A person should say it either standing or at least sitting up. Okay, Kuliyama mutal the toisa al tzida b'likroi. But if you're already lying, you're allowed to turn to your side and say it as such. But you should not say it lying on your back. A person should sleep, go to bed lying on his side. It's also to go to bed. There's nothing to do with sleep, it's saying Krishma. But going to bed lying on Prakton, which either way, which means a person is lying on his back or lying on his stomach, a person is not supposed to sleep like that. A person is supposed to sleep lying on his side. Okay, so he didn't fall asleep right away. So what should he do? He's close to recovery. He said, cut in Zion. Close to recovery. Parsha Rishon. So he repeats the creation multiple times. Now, the second time he repeats, everybody agrees you can do that line. The first time we say you should stand up, etc. But the Sharetzion Yudal points out, it's not fair. There's at least keep repeating it to stand up while you're repeating it. So then you're supposed to, you say it standing or seated, then you lie down in bed, and then if you don't fall asleep, you repeat it again in that state of lying, and then eventually you fall asleep. Okay. So, what are your chayes of recovery? Parsha Shana, Baroish Lo Lichlo Pasuk Rishon. Now, repeating the Pasuk of Shema multiple times, we have the problem. The Morse is saying Shema Shema is a problem. So, the best thing to do is not to repeat the first Pasuk. You just repeat the first paragraph, Hashem Shar Pasukim, the Rachmi, or instead you say the other Kapitlach, any of those, Hu Adini Mahara, but the Retara Shapra Dami, a person thinks of learning, that would also be a valid way to fall asleep. That's also a Shemira. Vein Mavorachim, you don't say Baracha and Birchas. And the Shema the night time. You don't say a Sheikh Shama Sabbath Tivon al Kriya Shema, in Lavorich. The Apuke Midas is a Poisuk Shematzah Lavorich. We're pointing this out, there is an opinion that says you do such a thing, we say that's not true. We don't do that. Because the Poisuk Shema Yoshim, your main circle, Lemon Varcha Birchas a Mapil, the Tayyib Shema Behinoyam Yoshim Beseser. You don't have to say a Mapil, you don't say a Mapil by day, but you do say Psukim of the Rachami to protect you from Ezekim even by day. It's all to protect us from any bad thing happening. In the case where it's difficult for the person, so that you just say the first paragraph of Shema and Hamapa, similar to the night of Pesach. Mr. Burr points out the night of Pesach, that over there in Hilchos Pesach, it points out that over there it's a night which is the Shomer from the Mazikim, it's Leil Shimurim. So you say is the first paragraph of Shema and Hamapa. Because the Sora Mishabalad Kadim Shashena Sora Nochaladim Shefashin Bemaisav Shiasu Kolayim. Person should think about what he's done during the day. If he finds he's done something wrong, so a person should do tshuva this way before you go to bed. It's not written down in Shemayim and signed in until the person goes, the neshama comes up at night time and signs off on it. So if you can do tshuva beforehand, it's much better for your neshama. Especially the common of errors, chanifish shkarim letzanis lashon hara v'chol chen oven bittol tara sichem medika b'yoisu. You should be merchel whoever has done something improper to you. The Mar says that that's a schuz to riches yamim. Amar chachamim mayoshin b'bayis yichidi v'hanu b'layla ochzat ochaz toy lilis. There is a shade called lilis, which will take effect on the person if a person is all by himself. B'bayis hanu cheder. The word bayis over here means a room. So if you're in the room by yourself, even though there's other people, it sounds like in other places in the building, that's not acceptable. We now just a few things about that. There is, if a person has a light on the room, that counts like somebody else is there. So the eighth is to go to sleep with some light in the room. And this is fine. There is a interesting Sharatzion over here. This is a question of time. What time are we at? 7:57. Let's finish off the Shabbat and look at the Sharatzion. Now we're talking about Mazikim already. There's people who need Shmir from Mazikim even by day. A person who's ill should not be left alone. Chaya, a woman who's given birth. Chosan and Kala, a Chosan, which is defined, Machloikis, whether it starts up from the Ufruf, or it starts up from the Chuppah. Kala, which everybody seems to agree it starts from the Chuppah. Ovel, Tamachokam, Balaila. If a person is by himself at nighttime, that's dangerous. The Mazikim are jealous of him. Now take a look over here in the Sharatin and Yudzayin. So there's a problem of a person being in the room by himself. Fiza Yoshin Bechevdu Yechidi. Afshabayas Yesh Anoshim Sarkozer Shalayin No Rak Basuach Labayas. If a person's in a house, in a room by himself, even though there's other people there, he should leave the door open. People are annoyed to shut the door, and Shabur does not seem to,
Lilis
is a type of a shade. Okay, so the Mishabur seems to say that there's a minute to make. Now, benirli da'af la'machmirim, even if you're machmir to leave the door open, if in the house there's a woman, now if you leave the door open, you have a yichud problem. So now you're keeping it closed because of the loch of yichud. So that itself will act as a shmirah. So it sounds like in the shabura that theoretically, if you have a situation where there's a house and the man's in a room and the woman is out, if he shuts the door and locks it, that'll solve the yichud problem. So that's a big discussion in the poskim that they don't seem to hold like that. So if a woman's in a room and locked, and the man can't get in, so that's, there's poskim which are mat to that. But the other way around, like, what's stopping him from unlocking the door and going to the woman? So how does it solve the problem of yichud? So he suggests, Dayan Y suggests, that the Mishabur is talking about a case where each room has its own access out to the Mishas Rambam. So in that situation, we look at it that, that she's in her room and he's in his room. So if the doors in between are closed, and each one can go out to the Mishas Rambam by themselves, so she's not forced to be with him. So then that's not a problem of Yichud. And that's what this Sharatin is referring to. So if I ask you, where does the Mishabura discuss halachas of Yichud? It's in Siman Reish Lamates. Okay. Kashiv shechalukah liyafkenu mimata lamala, shim kei nimsa gufo orum, ayafshitenu derech rosha b'yichasa atzu v'sedinu mitachas v'yikonas mitosu. So they just wore a long garment without any clothing under it, so you would take that off. So what happened is you would end up, if you'd pull up from the bottom and you'd pull up turn it inside out as you're pulling it from the bottom, you would be unclothed. So you don't take it that way. So you get into you take it off from over your head. So as you're pulling up, you will cover yourself with the linen of your bed. This way the person was not uncovered improperly.